Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
Oh, we love you so much, Jesus. Can you feel His peace? Every eye closed. Every eye closed. Every eye closed. Hello, every eye closed. I would like to ask you, for those of you who cannot feel His peace, I want you to raise your hand. Okie dokie, thank you. Well, you might as well just keep your eyes closed. Isn't it better that way? Jesus, thank you. I see Jesus making little adjustments in people's hearts right now. I see some angels removing some burdens and stresses and deception. Little packs off your backs. And I see Jesus wanting to equip us and help us overcome the obstacles of our flesh and the distractions that seem to cause us to sway a little to the left or a little to the right. And I really sense this is a season of great grace for advancement into Him. Not your own agenda, but into Him. I'm seeing a wind of grace blowing. It's a wind that is just so gentle and just beautiful. And it's blowing some of you back on course, and some of you back in, and some of you deeper in to the secret place. It's a wonderful course correction without any condemnation or anything. And, you know, we, in the flesh, we battle with overcoming our flesh. Every day we have to battle against the distractions, battle against, you know, working in the world, and but yet resting in the secret place. And I really feel like this is a great opportunity to take what's here right now and ask the Holy Spirit to help you grow in peace. Because if you can learn to grow in His peace, you are going to experience supernatural acceleration. Because when we don't have peace, there's a reason for it. And Jesus, you know, He said, "My peace I give you." You know, and so we are supposed to have His peace. He overcame every obstacle, every sickness, every disease, every trial, so that we could walk in His peace. And I feel like tonight is a night of exchange of our sorrows, our stumbling blocks, our stupid things we keep, you know. Here I am again, Lord. I thought I got delivered of that. You know, here I am again, Lord. I'm still judging. Here I am again, Lord. I'm still dealing with issues of my heart. And I'm not saying that we ever get there. I don't think we ever get there. But I feel like tonight is a night of grace to do some exchanging. And I feel like tonight is a night of opportunity to release our burdens. And I'm reminded of this is a strange picture, but I went for a massage a while back, and I went to somebody different, and I pray about who touches my body, and because there's a lot of wackos out there, and a lot of people try to push stuff in you, and so I'm very careful where I go, and but I had a different person work on me, and what she did was she worked muscles and stretched my muscles in ways that I've never had done before. And when I left, I went back home and I was laying on the floor, just resting in God, and I could feel my muscles trying to go back to the place they were. And I was like, muscles, I command you to release those memories right now. I command you to be at perfect peace in God. And I'm saying that, I feel like the Lord wants me to share this, because sometimes we get so used to how we feel that we don't even realize there's more and it's better. And so, you know, the Lord had put in me a contending spirit to always contend, always go after whatever it is. There's something in me. It doesn't matter how many times the enemy hits me or how many times I get tripped up. Here I am again, Lord. Here I am again. And here I am again, Lord. I'm going to obtain your mercy and grace. Here I am again, Lord. I messed up again, but here I am again. I don't ever want to be settling for what for this. This is nothing. I want everything Jesus died and purchased for me to have. And I want that for every believer. You know, in my old days, I just wanted it for me. But now I want it for everyone. And I'm trying to get us to come to a place tonight where we separate ourselves from our old thinking or the way we think we're comfortable, like limitations and settling. And I feel like right now I'm just going to stop talking for a minute, because I feel like the Holy Spirit, you know, He's the Spirit of truth. He's the Comforter. He leads and guides us in all truth. And I feel like He wants to say something to you tonight. And so I'm going to close my mouth, and I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to show me what is the issue, the stumbling block that's preventing me from moving to the next level in God. Now, for some of you, it may have been one sentence, one word, but now ask the Holy Spirit to show you what you need to do next. Do you need to repent? Do you need to make a proclamation? Ask the Holy Spirit. He will give it to you. Okay, now, here's the thing. We can't do it in our flesh. We can't do it, you know, like, we just don't have the ability in the natural to make changes that will help us grow closer to Jesus. And so, this is when we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to help us. And so, we've figured out what the issue is. We're asking for what He thinks we should do. And now we're going to say, Holy Spirit, will you help me stay on course? Will you help me stop doing that thing? Will you help me overcome in this area? I give you permission to help me and correct me. So just quietly say that, and what will happen is you've just made, you know, a legal transaction. You've just placed a draw on course correction, which will bring acceleration. So again, every eye closed. Is there anybody that did not hear from the Holy Spirit? If so, raise your hand. Okay, praise the Lord. So for those of you that did not hear, do you, keep your eyes closed, everyone, do you normally hear from Holy Spirit? Raise your hand if you do not. Okay, good. So right now, I want you to ask the Holy Spirit what you're missing, what you're not hearing. Is there something that's preventing you from hearing what He's trying to say? If you still didn't hear anything, raise your hand. Okay, so for those of you who heard, were you able to hear what the problem was that is preventing you from hearing? And is it something that you can deal with yourself, or do you need help? If you need help, raise your hand. Okay. So, as you know, what we're doing right now is a work of the Spirit. And I have no clue what to say, so I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit what he wants to do to help you unlock the hindrance that's preventing you from hearing. Is it a false belief system? Do you believe that you're going to hear something bad? Do you feel like you're going to be corrected? Do you feel like it's too hard and you can't do it? Is any of that coming forth? Is there pain and emotions tied to the reason why you can't hear right now? And if that's so, raise your hand, every eye closed. Okay. So, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and He knows all things. And He will never, ever... He'll never hurt you. And what I'm seeing is an issue of trust, lack of trust. And it's because emotions sometimes cause us, you know, we have emotions. Every one of us has emotions. And so sometimes they cause us to move back or not want to hear because it's going to be too painful. And maybe there was an inner vow made where you said, this is too much and I can't go on. If that's you, you just need to break those words that you spoke. You need to break that sentence and then replace it with, I trust you. Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to help me. I want to trust you. And He wants me to remind you that you're not doing this alone. You're actually doing this through Him. He's going to help you in such a way that you're going to get it and it's going to be okay. And so I know that there's an enemy out there, and I know he's nasty and he's a jerk, and I know that he tries to cause harm to people, but I also know that God is greater than the enemy, and He will always defeat the enemy if you show up. And one of the problems I see is people want God to defeat the enemy, but they don't want to show up and partake in the battle or the words they need to speak. And if that's you, I sense that there was an inner vow made there where you are like, you know, this is just too much, I can't go on. Lord, you do it, you do it. I do it for me. You know, it could be a spirit of entitlement that's hooked in there. It could be, you know, just some sad emotions, weariness. And here's the thing, none of it is bad and you're not in trouble. God's doing something tonight because He's trying to get us ready because we are in a season that we have to know His voice. And the voice of a stranger we will not listen to. And so every eye closed again. Were you able to hear yet? The ones that couldn't hear a few minutes ago, were you able to hear anything now? Raise your hand if you were. Okay. Amen. All right. So, one of the things that I feel like we're going to do tonight is... all right, every eye closed again. You know, we're doing this in faith, and I'm just listening and try. You know, there's a couple people in here who are still really struggling, and you know how God will not move forward until we all are in the same dance. So, you know, we've got a couple people that are trying to do the 80s boogie, and we're on the slow waltz. So, God's going to take time to deal with some stumbling blocks, and I just love that about him. So if you're bored, just love on Jesus, and if you're in need, just love on Jesus. So, and what I mean by that is you turn your thoughts and your gaze to Jesus, and you just start to worship him with your mouth and say, "Oh, I love you so," and say words of adoration to him. And even if you don't mean it, or even if you think you're stupid sounding, if you do this, it causes a connection in the spirit, and it causes Jesus to connect with you. There's like a spiritual moment there. And so some of you are so used to dealing with everything in your flesh that this sounds strange to you. But, really, you are a heavenly being and you're in an earthly body and you're walking at such a low level and missing everything that Jesus has for you, and you're wondering why. Well, I'm going to tell you why. It's because you don't commune with the Father. You don't talk to Jesus. And he created you in his image for his good pleasure. And so, if you want to advance, you need to engage. And he will never force you, and he will never push you, because he's so gentle and kind. But if you are tired of feeling the way you feel, if you put your affection on him, he will show himself strong to you. And so first, I want every eye closed again. Who in here does not know what the baptism of the Holy Spirit is? Raise your hand if that is you. Who in here is not sure if they've been baptized in the Holy Spirit? Raise your hand if that is you. Who in here is dull-witted or dull in spirit, dull in their walk with Jesus? Raise your hand if that is you. Who in here doesn't even know? I'm kidding, because you wouldn't know. Oh, here's one. Who in here thinks that they got it all together? Raise your hand if that's you. Jesus, hallelujah! Okay, so, he loves to have fun with us. And so, I'm going to read a little bit of scripture. I he didn't give me a message for tonight, but I'm carrying something. And, even when we were worshiping, I was like, what are you up to tonight? Because I could sense something, but I had no clue. And I'm going to tell you what I heard after I read you a scripture. So, I'm pretty sure everybody knows in here that we are in a very interesting time in the kingdom of God. And I'm going to read from you a little bit from Jude. Uh-oh, no. Now, I just want to read Jude 17. But you, beloved, ought to remember the words that were spoken beforehand by the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ, that they were saying to you, in the last time there will be mockers, following after their own ungodly lusts. These are the ones who cause divisions, worldly-minded, devoid of the Spirit. But you, beloved, building yourself up on the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourself in the love of God, waiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life. And have mercy on some who are doubting, save others, snatching them out of the fire. And on some, have mercy with fear, hating even the garment polluted by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory, blameless with great joy, to the only God our Savior through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, now and forever. Amen. There's a lot in that passage, and I just feel like the Lord. I'll just be real honest with you. When I was worshiping, I heard him say, "Sound the alarm," and you know, if you're young in Christ, you might not know what that means. But how I saw it was, I saw, and I also heard, all hands on deck. Now, Holly has released that word, all hands on deck. And I see the bride starting to wake up, and I also see some of the bride so crusted over that they can't hear. And so he brought me into Jude tonight. And, you know, I feel like I just need to say, in the last time there will be mockers following after their own ungodly lusts. These are the ones who cause division, worldly-minded, devoid of the Spirit. I really feel like, you know, you guys know me, and you probably have heard this, but I'm hoping that you hear this in the season that we're in without the filters of what you know and understand in the natural. Because if you are listening to me through filters of what you see on TV or what you think you know, you may miss this message. God is equipping us, and he's not trying to scare us. He's equipping us to be ready, all hands on deck, sound the alarm. And so that's why he had me say earlier, you know, who can hear from Holy Spirit? You know, who's struggling right now? And why are you struggling? You know, he wants to unstick, unhook, and help people get back into the center of his will. Because we all have an assignment in the kingdom of God, and if we're limping, we're going to cause delay for ourselves and for the body of Christ. And so, now there's never any condemnation from him. It's always encouragement to help you and help me come into the center, deeper into the center of who he is, so that we can release into the earth what needs to be released. And so, you know, we all know that there's a war going on. We all know that there's kingdom of God and kingdom of darkness, and the two are colliding and clashing right now. You know, there's much warfare going on, and I know many believers who are like, I don't believe in warfare. I don't want to do that. I don't care about that stuff. Listen, if that's where you're at, you are a milk drinker, and God's calling you to start eating some meat and grow. And one of the things that he's requiring us is to build ourselves up in the faith, in the holy faith. And one thing he says in here is pray in the Holy Spirit. I really feel like this is a season of praying in tongues, praying in tongues, praying in tongues, praying in tongues. Hey, did I say praying in tongues? Okay, now some of you are old saints and you've prayed in tongues and you've done all that. God's saying, all hands on deck. We need you. We need you. And there's some that are on the wall that are marching the wall and watching the wall, doing the night watches. And you know, stay fresh, stay focused, but stay in him and stay hidden in him. And, you know, one of the things that I'm seeing in the body of Christ that I'm seeing, people are just, you know, God is like, this. It's like butter on good old Wonder Bread, the season that we're in for getting it right. It's not hard to get it right now. It's like an acceleration. If there's an ounce of hunger, it's open. You know, if there's a struggle and you say, I don't know why I'm still struggling, he will find a way, he will send somebody to help you get unhooked, unlocked, and opened. It's amazing, the season that we're in right now. We're hearing amazing things that's happening in people's lives. People that have sat in these meetings for years are saying, I finally get it. I finally get it. And what they're getting is oneness in God, relationship with the Father, learning how to abide in the secret place and rest, and then rule and reign on earth as it is in heaven, speaking what the Father says and releasing it into the earth. And so, it, you know, this kind of reminds me of the workers who, you know, they all, one showed up at this time and got paid this amount, another showed up at this time and got this amount, and listen, you're going to get paid. And it's going to be great, okay? So don't even worry about the amount. Just show up, because the abundance of God is so great and so vast. If you get caught up on the, he's further than I am, or, you know, she's got weak faith or whatever. Listen, I just have to say this by the Holy Ghost. This is a season of pressing. Not to cause harm to the body of Christ, but to show us what's in our hearts so that we deal with the issues of the heart, because he's calling us into a greater, deeper place in him. And you can feel the pressing. Are you feeling the pressing? Is there anybody who is not feeling the pressing? Not depressing, but the pressing. Is there anybody who hasn't felt pressing in their heart? Ooh, I got to work on that. Ooh, where'd that come from? Is everybody feeling that? Yeah. Okay, what are you doing when you feel it? Are you working on it? And if you can't right then, are you remembering to go to the Lord and deal with this later on in the secret place? Now, how do you deal with the stuff of the heart? You pray in tongues. You pray in tongues, and you pray in tongues. There is so much power in praying in tongues. People are like, can I do the shortcut? Can I just go and collect my whatevers and not pray in tongues? No, it's a heavenly language. You have a heavenly body. You are a spirit man, and you need to connect with the Father. You need to connect with the kingdom of God. And yes, we declare on earth in English words, but we get it from there. And if you're struggling with an area, I'm telling you, pray in tongues, pray in tongues, pray in tongues. Go for walks, go for strolls, and you can actually target the area that you're struggling in and say, this is what I do. You know, I'm working on an area right now that I always tell you anyway. So time management, you know, that's what came up when I said, you remember when we were talking? And I said, Holy Spirit, what's my thing? Time management. He wants me to spend more time in the secret place. And I do spend time in the secret place, but he's requiring more because there's more. And so I'm like, well, you're going to have to help me with that. You know, and he will. I don't have to figure it out. He will help me. But this is what I will do now because I know that's what I need to work on. On the way home tonight, I'll be like, well, I'll talk to him about the service, and then I'll say, Lord, you really got to help me with time management because I don't want to miss what's going on right now. And then, shandale bandale ba korato siko, yendale ba, you know, and I'll pray in tongues, you know, until I'm done. And you'll know you're done because you'll get a release, you'll see a picture, or you'll have a direction, or he'll say, that's going to take 6 hours in tongues, break it up in a couple days, and do it. And so the problem is, you know, people don't see right away the benefit of praying in tongues. And so they're like, I don't know if this works. Listen, it works. It's like supernatural vitamins and minerals that your body needs. When you take natural vitamins, do you feel the effects instantly? No, not usually, unless it's bad for you. So it's the same in the spirit. We have to start building our muscles, our spiritual muscles. The other thing I feel like I need to say is we need to stop comparing ourselves to others in the body of Christ, because that is deception. And it also it takes our focus off of what God wants to do, him and I. What are we doing? If we're worrying what Joe's doing or Kim's doing or Megan's doing or how they're doing, our gaze is off. See, there's a place in the secret place when you can be in him. And you'll just know how Joe's doing. And you'll just know how Megan's doing. And you can actually release something from heaven that might help them overcome. God is trying to get us to come higher. And I'm going to tell you something. All hands on deck. All hands on deck. Red alert. Red alert. When we pray in tongues, it changes the atmosphere. Have you ever... Well, that's probably a bad analogy, but what I'm seeing is, you ever listen to some really heavy rock and roll? You ever go into a place that's really rocky and, you know, can you feel the demonic presence in that or the oppression that comes with that? Then you ever go to a Holy Ghost place or somebody whose house is dedicated to the Lord and you just feel the peace of God in there? Listen, there's so much going on in the spirit, and just because you don't see it, doesn't mean it's not happening. God is trying to open us up for the greater works, for the greaterness in him. And if we're so leveled and low leveled that whether or not so-and-so's doing this whether so-and-so's wearing a mask or going on the mask campaign, you know, if we can get divided over that, listen, let me just say it. There are the ones who cause divisions. Worldly-minded, devoid of the Spirit. Listen, are you causing divisions, Holy Ghosters? Ooh, that's a tough one. You know, I'm going to tell you something. The enemy is looking to devour and destroy, and all he has to do is sow a little division. All he's got to do is sow a little judgment, pointing out the finger. Oh, look at that one, look at that one. Who are we to judge someone's faith level? We're nobody to be judging. We're to encourage, like it says. It says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory, blameless with great joy. You know, that's the goal, to stand in his presence, in the glory, with great joy. And if you don't have great joy, you're in the wrong presence. I'm going to tell you something. The media has an agenda, and it's to cause fear, and it's to cause division, and it's to cause doubt and accusation and suspicion. You know what it wants to do? It wants you to look at your neighbor and go, uh-oh, do I even talk to them anymore? Is it safe? That's where they want to take this. And will they turn me in? That, you know, if you're even thinking like that, you're in the wrong camp. Okay? Because here's the reason. Let me just go back because this is important. But you, beloved, building yourself up on the most holy faith, praying in tongues. Keep yourself in the love of God. How do you do that? Praying in tongues. Waiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life. Waiting anxiously for the blueprint from heaven to help me overcome the stuff that I seem I can't get to overcome in the natural. And having mercy on some who are doubting. Is your neighbor doubting? Have mercy. Have mercy. Do you know what mercy is? Call on mercy. Call on grace. He will help you. Saving others, snatching them out of the fire. Some are burning right now, friends. Some are burning. Even good Christians who think they're going to heaven are burning and going to hell. And we are seeing the shaking going on right now with the wheat and the chaff. And everything is being shook. And here's the thing. Until the stuff is cut, it looks like wheat. It won't bow, but it looks like it. So we really have to exercise our spiritual muscles, growing in tongue language, in our heavenly language, and growing in discernment. How do you grow in discernment? You got to be in the Spirit. So you're going to snatch some out of the fire. You're going to have mercy on some. You're also going to hate the flesh that they polluted. You know, the pollution of the flesh. So I'm going to tell you something. We're in a season where people are going to feel the pressure of, I have to give this English words, I see it. The presence is coming, friends. It's either God's presence or the enemy's presence, and it's going to cause you to bow one way or the other. You're going to bow. So make the decision now. You're going to bow to Jesus and Him alone. If you have idols in your heart, you have to start dealing with this stuff. Ask Him, what's in my heart? And you know what you need to work on. And then, don't justify. Just say, help me, I don't know how to deal with this. And if you've got a spouse that's always pointing out your issue, listen, stop the fighting, stop the bickering. Because that's a trap of the enemy to cause division in your marriage. So here's the thing. If that's you guys, you need to go to the Holy Ghost and say, all right, give us a plan. Give us a strategy to overcome. And you know what? I think we all manifest at one point or another. And so we need to grow in grace. But here's the thing. Pull back from entangling it with emotions. You know, this is a great opportunity to not be affected when your spouse is going psycho. You know? Over the dishwasher or whatever, you know. Over the mail that came or the mail that didn't come. See, there's pressure. And it's just another opportunity to see what's in our heart, but it's not our job to point out what's in our neighbor's heart or our spouse's heart or our child's heart or our boss's heart. You know what I'm saying? God's working on you. But what about Him? God's working on you. Because you're the one that has to be changed. You're the hungry one. If your spouse isn't as hungry as you, it's okay. They will get that. Once they see the glory coming out of your pores, it'll cause them to get hungry. And the cool thing is, it won't be long because there's an acceleration. Once they turn, boom, it's just like the workers in the field. And then it's your job not to get mad because, you know, you fasted and prayed and they just said, help. So I'm just telling you. So we're all in this together, and the division is... I have to finish that. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So you're going to start to see things, friends. You know, you're seeing it in your family, aren't you? Stuff, you know, conversations coming up, and you're like, wow, I didn't even know you thought like that. You know, it's to show us what's going on in our hearts, and then it's not our job to judge what's in the other person's heart. But here's the thing. We're going to see true repentance, because that's what this is all about. This is bringing us into true repentance and holiness. Listen, for so long, we have allowed so little of His presence, and we've justified sin lifestyle and idolatry and dullness of spirit, lukewarm Christianity. Listen, the fires are lit. You want to be burned by God or the enemy? The choice is yours, and make it now. Make it now. And here's the cool thing. If you decide to go God's route, it's always the way of blessings. It's always the way of perseverance. Now, will there be persecution? Yeah, it's promised. But listen, Psalm 91 has the answer. We abide in the secret place. And, you know, I'm going a little bit ahead, but I got to just tell you, be ready. Your neighbors are going to knock on your door. Now, I don't mean your literal neighbors, but people you fellowship with are going to start coming clean. They're going to start saying, I need help with this. I've been struggling for years, and I need help. People, elders, are going to be like, oh my gosh, I thought that guy had it all together. Preachers, oh my gosh, they preach such an anointed message. Listen, the void of His presence is being exposed right now. The ones who are walking and preaching in deception, God is cleaning church, God is cleaning house, and God is cleaning. He wants a spotless bride, and we can't do it without Him, and there's too many programs that are doing church without the Spirit of the living God, and we're going to see the doors close, we're going to see those churches burn, and we're going to see problems, and then other people who are wholehearted and desperate for presence are going to be they're going to get the keys. They're going to have the keys to the kingdom. And God's going to open the doors that no man can shut. But here's the thing. We've allowed people to play church for so long, and we've turned our back to it for so long. That season's over. Whether you like it or not, that season's over. It's called the season of accountability for our own actions and our own hearts and our own desires. Now, God... He's very clear about idolatry, and there is so much idolatry, we've just gotten so used to it. So because we're used to it, we just don't deal with it. Listen, deal with it in your own house, in your own heart first. And how do you do that? Lord, show me my idols. I was shocked to know what my idols were when I first started this journey, how many ever years ago? I didn't even know houses could be idols. Who would have thought? You know, Holly had a horse that was an idol. You know, who would have thought? You know, dreams. Listen, you want to be walking in the resurrection power of Jesus Christ? You have to die to your stuff. Because your stuff is low level. Now, here's the cool thing. When you truly die and really seek Him for everything He has and everything He wants to do through you, He gives you stuff that's much better than the stuff you died to. It's like trinkets that you are holding on to, and He's saying, come on up, I've got more. Come on up, I've got more. Will you come? Will you come? Here I am again, Lord. Here I am again, Lord. Help me, help me, help me. You show up. The hungry get the breakthrough. Did you hear me? The hungry get the breakthrough. And so here's the thing. We're going to start seeing stuff, and sin is being exposed. And it always happens in the church first. And so we're going to see stuff, and I'm already seeing stuff. And when you see it, it's important to be steadfast and immovable. Steadfast, meaning I'm not saying nothing. I don't have opinion on this. I don't know what to do. Jesus, I'm going to come and lock away and get your wisdom on this until you give me something to do. If I don't have peace on this, I am not saying nothing until I have peace, because what I know is nothing. And so we're going to see people coming out of the closet. Sinful nature exposed. People crying out for help and change and deliverance. And guess what? You get to do it. You're the ones. You're handpicked by God. He's the one. People are going to come to you, and so then you'll be like, whoa, okay, I'm trying not to show any emotions and react to this because I want to run the other way. Okay? And so you don't run, but you say, you know what, let me pray on that. Can I get back to you? And then you go away. You don't have to give the answer right then, because if you do, it's, you know, it could be the Holy Ghost, but what if it's the Holy Ghost and some flesh? It'll cause a problem. So you pray, and then you wait. And then you wait for him to tell you what to do, and then you do it when he tells you to do it. Here's the thing. Do you remember me talking a while back, oh gosh, probably since ever I started preaching, about get to learn the voice of the Holy Spirit? You remember that message I heard from Holly? I've preached this so many times, that there's going to come a day. What if they take our phones? What if they forbid us to meet? How are we going to know where to go? How are we going to know where to fellowship? Only by the voice of the Holy Spirit. You know, we read about it in the books from China, the persecuted China church, you know, who had to listen and be led by the Spirit so they weren't, you know, taken into camps and beaten and tortured. And angels of light would guide them in the dark to where to go. This is a season to practice discerning the voice of the Holy Spirit. Now, how do you do that? You do it with the simple things. What do I wear today? What do you want to do today? What shall I do today? Then, if you have to go to work, turn right, turn left, Lord. What are you saying, Holy Spirit? Listen, develop the finer fines of the fine of the gold and the silver. Because, listen, if you can practice this when they're not chasing you, it's easier to hear. Okay? If you can practice this before your house is burning down, it's easier to hear. If you can practice this before there's a crisis, it's easier to hear. And then you're training yourself so that you know the voice of the Spirit. And when trauma happens, you know, remember when Edgar fell down the stairs and Holly just leaned in and said, Holy Ghost, what are you saying? He's going to be okay. If she would have reacted in the flesh, that would have opened up the door to the enemy and a lot of problems. We have to learn not to react in our flesh and be moved by the Spirit. And so God is like challenging us and raising us up to grab hold of this. Are you working on a project at work? Invite Holy Spirit to help you with the project. Are you working on something that's so difficult you don't know how to do it? Ask the Holy Spirit to show you. You know, I remember years ago when I went through a divorce, I got awarded a snowblower in a box, all apart. And I took that thing to the garage where I was, you know, staying at in a little house, and Holy Spirit helped me rebuild that thing. And you might think, well, I'm mechanically inclined, and I probably didn't really need the voice of the Holy Spirit. But I'm going to tell you something. When I fired it up, it was like doing this weird surging thing. At first, I was amazed that it fired up, okay, because he really did help me put that thing together. It was like a puzzle. It was funny. It was like a big old box of parts. And old simplicity one, you know. So it's probably from the 70s. So anyway, that thing started, and it was sputtering and all this. And Holy Ghost, I said, oh, no, what's up? And he said, adjust that screw. And I adjusted that screw, and it went brum, bum, 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 bum. And I'm like, yay, it works, it works. See, it's in those times that you practice in fellowship how to do those things. Now, we have a copier at home that's not working real well right now. I've been too busy to deal with it, but I'm going to go home, and I'm going to pray on that, and I'm going to say, Holy Ghost, what do we need to do to get this thing working? And he'll tell me, and then I'll do it, and I'll go, yay, Holy Ghost! See, these are the things. Do you need to paint your house? Hey, Holy Ghost, do you want to paint with me tonight? Want to help me stay in the lines? Listen, he's your best friend. Start to know him, because then, when they knock on your door, And the Holy Ghost says, don't answer, you don't answer. Or if he says, you know what, buy a can of soup and give it to your neighbor, buy the can of soup. Start practicing, even when you're at the grocery store. Should I get extra? Do I need this? Don't wait. Now, I don't want you guys to go into fear mode, because this is just practice. You know, this is developing the spiritual muscles and how to get ahead in God, in the kingdom of God, okay? Because we're the head, not the tail. We shouldn't be caught off guard. There should always be plenty. And here's the cool thing. Let's just say you only have one can in your house. You pray over that and command it to grow. Command multiplication. That is not stuff that's Old Testament. That is for today. That's for every believer. How many of you prayed over your house when this big old storm blew through. Amen, amen, amen. How many of you didn't know to pray over your house? Didn't know you could take authority over the winds and the waves? Okay, so listen, God is calling us higher. And He's giving us opportunities to grow in Him. And what's happening is when you pray in tongues, you're releasing your faith and your words into the atmosphere. Now, we know right now there's two bowls, so to speak. There's, you know, I look them, it reminds me of those water parks where I call them tipping points. You know, where drip, drip, drip in the water and then ding, 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 and the whole thing spills out and all the kids go, yay, and some of the adults do too. You know what I'm talking about? You know, I can't tell you how many times I see tipping points in the spirit. You know, and it's usually faith or, you know, I just love when I see like a gush of His glory come. Do you know how that stuff happens? It doesn't just, okay, God just whooshes. It is prayed in, it is believed for, and it is released by our mouths. And so there's a bowl of junk out there that's been spoken in by the demonic counterfeit devils, and then there's God's people who are speaking. Listen, there's a tipping point that is right around the corner. And now, I don't know about you, but I'd rather have God's tipping point than the enemy's. Now, we have to start showing up. We can no longer justify and rely on our neighbor to pray it through. It's your job to pray it through. You live in America. You're born again. And God is expecting you to use your voice. You release it into the atmosphere. Pray for the country. Lord, I don't know how to pray, but I believe this is a godly nation. I believe that You want this nation to succeed. Shandale bandale bakorato. And then you might see a picture. Or you might get a word to speak. See, God has already equipped us, but we have to put the armor on and start moving forward for His glory, for His purpose. Does that make sense? Is this a tough message tonight? Are you encouraged? Do you have any questions? Yes.
I was hearing a lot of times, it really jumped at me when you said, if you have filters, you might miss something, or you might miss this. And I just felt like the Lord wants to remove our filters.
Amen. Absolutely. So when I'm missing it, you know, where I'm not seeing that I have an issue in my heart that I need to deal with, God usually gives me a dream. And oftentimes it doesn't make any sense. And so what I do is I say, you know, I'm going to pray on this dream. And then I'll write it down because then I get more of the memory of the details. And then I pray about it. And I say, Lord, what does this dream even mean? And oftentimes it's a warning dream or a correctional dream or a dream of faith. And so pay attention to your dreams, because when you're dreaming, you're least susceptible to figure it out in your natural head. It's like your spirit opens and God can go, aha, they're not thinking they know everything and I can release this to help them with direction. So that's one thing that I like, Kim, about God speaking to me. And then the other thing is pay attention to patterns. Patterns are huge. If you are in a situation where something keeps happening, you know, I'll just give you a couple weird ones. Maybe every day at 3 o'clock you start crying. That's a pattern. Okay, why am I crying at 3 o'clock? Holy Spirit, why am I? See, if you just go, why? But if you say, Holy Spirit or Lord, show me what is behind this thing. He will show you. He will figure out a way, whether it be a billboard, through the Word, or through somebody coming and saying, you know what, I had this dream. Because you couldn't, you know, your head was still so full of, you know, thoughts that God couldn't even push it in. So He'll give it to somebody else and say, hey, I had this dream about you. And, you know, I had it at 3 o'clock in the morning. Ding, 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 God's talking because, you know, 3 o'clock, 3 o'clock. You know, pay attention to when He speaks. When you hear something, oftentimes you'll hear, because when we talk to God, when you continually talk to Him out loud or internally, however you want to do it, I like out loud because sometimes I hear it come back. You know, like He'll speak it back through a person. And I'll be like, oh, God, that's God just speaking to me because I just said that. You know, nobody knows that but Him and me. So pay attention and start being intentional about where you're going in Him. Just show up. Does that make sense?
We hope you enjoyed today's message by Lori Scanlon. You can download more messages from our store at www.spiritofgodworldwide.com.